Thursday in Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chayesara, Shir 367. The Beis Yisrael was once on his way to Bnei Brak to visit his close chaver, the Imri Chaim of Vizhnitz. They were supposed to be there at 1 o'clock, but there was a delay during the trip. Eventually, they were able to continue on their way to Bnei Brak, and the Rebbe was worried that he's going to arrive later than he had planned, and he asked the driver for a favor. He said, Nachman, I'll pay you an extra 500 liras for this trip, but I really want to be in Vizhnitz at 1 o'clock, like we arranged. The driver tried to make up the lost time, but he couldn't figure out why the Rebbe was so insistent about not being late. Did he think the Imri Chaim is going to lock the door if he comes later than he's expected? The Beis Yisrael looked at the driver, and he answered, and he told him as follows. I know the Vizhnitz Rebbe will let me in, even if we come late. But Nachman, he told his driver, Rev Nachman Elbaum, if a Yid wants his word to be heard in Shemayim, he has to work hard to keep his word down here. The way you treat your words, that's how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will treat it. And even though it wasn't his fault at all, there's nothing wrong that the Rebbe did. He left on time, they ran into traffic or something came up, they were coming late. But avart is avart. And if we treat our words with chashivas, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be Ezra Hashem also listen to our words.